the Grilling Guys.
Welcome back, Yarlis, the Grilling Guys. This might be somewhat of a silent segment from time to time because we're all eating now. I've got brisket and chicken thigh right in front of me. I see some ribs. But what I really want to talk about, the chicken's beautiful, very moist, very flavorful, but I'm dipping it in a cucumber jalapeno sauce that you've developed. Tell us a little bit about that, Tom.
So it's kind of based on a tzatziki for beef because I designed it for the brisket. Tastes really good with the chicken, and we put it on the pork sometimes as well when we make tacos. But it's just some ideas that I had of like what I wanted it to taste like. I wanted the heat. I wanted the sweet. I wanted the fresh from the cucumber. So I went home and I started messing around with it. It's a creamy barbecue, and I think it really tastes really good.
So what's this dark red one I'm trying? It's like a Memphis or a
So that's
St.
our
Louis?
Sweet barbecue. Yep. It's sweet baby Ray's with some seasonings in it. And then
I want to talk a little bit about to the
we have a maple
our listeners.
Bourbon here too.
So. Yeah, about that. Is that you don't start with a base and start playing with it, right? And you're going to come up with some things that are really cool. It's a bottle of barbecue sauce. It's $3.
Well,
with it and see what you like.
Yeah. And you brought up before Gordon's.
Yeah.
Gordon sells, I think it's Mastercraft and another, maybe their own brand, but
Masterpiece,
they sell what they
it's called. Yeah.
Masterpiece, yeah. And
Master
they call it a base. They call it a base.
Right.
And it's just a base sauce. So, or you can use ketchup or tomato sauce. You know, do it however you want, but play around. You can just get that base and do small batches with things you think you like, because that's how we all cook. That's how Jeff brews.
Yeah.
Don't you? I mean, don't you have certain go-to grains or hops or all the above malts?
Yes, you're always going to start with what you're known, but there's also the room for experimentation and having fun. But yeah, you're right. You got to have a base.
I think people are like that in general. Joppy loves aluminum cans.
Oh, I like what's in the can. I don't care about the can.
He likes shiny
like
things.
What's in the can. Yeah, yeah.
Nothing better than a bunch of empty cans.
Been there, done that. Yeah.
I don't know. I think a bunch of full ones is better.
Yeah. Well, yeah. If you're in the process of making them empty, that's a good thing. All right. Next one up, Jeff. I've got Starry Stoneworth, a juicy IPA. These have come into their own in the last few years. I think that the one that sticks out in my mind is that M43. That kind of brought juicy to the forefront several years ago. But tell us about yours.
You're correct. So that style started on the East Coast and moved to the Midwest. And
New England IPA?
New England IPA, yeah. Correct.
Right.
Juicy, kind of getting everybody into the IPA world that didn't like IPAs, but because we're balancing that bitterness, and you're getting more of that hop flavor. You're throwing the hops into the kettle when the temperature's down, so you're not isomerizing the hop and getting drawing the bitterness out. This beer in particular is a Starry Stoneworth, is actually an invasive species, aquatic invasive species in Michigan. And this is a fun little project we did with MSU Extension.
Wow,
we did one
cool.
last year, and it is. It's you're not stopping it, but you're going to help make people aware of.
So it's actually a critter. It's not an algae.
It's an algae.
Okay.
Correct. Yep, it is. Last year we chose a crayfish.
Really?
The same ones that we usually eat for crawfish boils.
Yeah.
They're tasty.
No, that's funny.
So it's in the beer? Is that where you're going?
No algae in the beer here.
It's just like chicken.
I know. I was kidding.
I like this. I like this amber.
We've got a nice little blend of hops in that one.
This amber is beautiful.
Thank
what do you call it again?
Oh, my amber.
Oh, my amber.
Yeah. Amply named.
It's a Michigamber ale. True story.
Oh, I love all these little colloquial terms.
So Starry Stonewort is a invasive algae that is we're just fighting that in the state of Michigan, and
sounds,
you brewed a beer to tribute that and to bring it to awareness.
Correct.
Yeah,
yeah, and it's a fun story and a fun project, and we have a good friend that works for MSU Extension, and she brought this idea to us a couple years ago to if we were able to help and spread awareness. And
so you actually put the algae in your beer then?
Yes. Yeah.
Not so much.
so, like your pool.
So, yeah. Oh, now we know where it came from. So tell us just briefly, let's segue into that algae. Tell us what it's doing and where it is.
Well, it's invading lakes, and it's really not so much the Great Lakes, but smaller lakes. And it's really, it's spread from boats.
I was just going to say that.
From boats. So yeah. The whole thing on this
is dropping one from one lake to the other.
Yeah. Clean, drain, dry. Is really the protocol here, and make sure that you're looking over when you pull your boat out before you take it into another lake, and just be a good steward of the environment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Wow. And we all love watching boat ramp videos, so maybe there's another one you could throw in there.
Oh, yeah.
1 out of 10 guys can back a boat up. Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Well, the amber's going down a little better than it needs to.
But, that goes great with barbecue.
Did you try this, Stoneworth?
I have to go home and try
the algae beer, Bob.
I have to go home and finish my barbecue, so I got to be careful.
You'll be fine.
But
just get there, yeah.
Chicken spot on, buddy.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you very much.
So tell us about your truck and where you go. Where are you normally at? Where can people see you? It's the size of a city bus. It's flat black. And it says Two Bones Barbecue on the outside in bright orange letters. You can't miss it, but where do you usually go?
And he is not a gang member.
Right.
No.
Just put that out there.
Not yet. No. Never know
what
you
maybe we should form one here.
Done.
This would be a great gang to have.
So, actually, we always tell people the best place to catch us is at Trail Point Beer.
Sure, absolutely.
In Allendale. Every Thursday night, they're really kind to us, and they give us a Thursday night for our entire season. We don't miss one of those as long as we as good as possible. I don't think we've maybe only missed one or two in 5 years. And our season runs mid-March until right up to Thanksgiving. And so Trail Point Beer is the best place to catch us. We do a luncheon on Wednesday in Walker. Fridays and Saturdays, we move around. So
isn't this just a good story?
Yep.
I mean, split-second decision. And I'm honestly, it was just, I had to see your bus because I wanted to stop at Trail Point anyway, but I'm like, I'm dehydrated. I'm whipped because I've been working since 8 a.m. in that heat and I was just like dead. And so I knew if I stopped there, I wouldn't want to leave. So I thought, I'll just drive by, and I saw the bus and like locked up the brakes. I'm so glad I did.
I'm so glad you did too, Bob.
And it was so nice.
Jop, it was nice meeting you today.
And,
as well.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, Jop, his family, his wife and daughter, just
so
salt
this is
of the
a family affair.
People.
Your wife and your daughter are helping you with the business?
Yeah. So I built it and then convinced them to work for me.
Suckered them.
So, yeah. But my wife, she runs the front window. And she is just the best at it of any food truck out there.
So what I didn't see was your smoker.
So
is it right on the bus?
I have one smoker on the bus. It's made by Cook Shack.
Oh, yeah.
It's a pellet smoker.
Yep.
It's more of a set it and forget it kind of a smoker, but it's
for the
a really good.
Yeah.
But it's a professional. It's more of a professional smoker. It's not like a.
I don't have time to tailgater. Babysit.
So then, what do you have at home?
I have another Cook Shack smoker, but it's twice as big. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, double the
size. Size matters.
So. Yes, it does. Sometimes.
It does.
It sure helps.
Always.
Yeah. So Jeff, if people don't know, tell us where Trail Point is. Tell us a little bit about the tap room and let everybody know how they can come see you.
Trail Point's located in Allendale, downtown Allendale. No, we're just a mile west of Grand Valley's main campus there in Allendale. We've been there since 2015. It's been we've got a great community there. We're continuing to grow and get better and continue to perfect what we do.
There's always a bunch of people in there when I go in there. That's probably not surprising, but it's I guess reassuring or it's good for you. I mean, you and your staff. You've got a lot of people there. But I finally got to meet your wife, and it's kind of the same story that the DeMotts have, where it's a family business.
Well, I have a partner, Gary Evans, as well, and him and his wife, Lucy, have been there right along with us. And, you know, we can't do it without our wives. It's a demanding business.
It is.
You have to be out there. You have to be, you know, you have time restraints, and you have events, and it never stops. And
Damn radio guys call and want you to come in and bring booze and food. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Don't talk with your mouth full.
But I have to in this segment, dude. I have to.
Well, I guess what thoughts do you guys have I guess Conrad's giving me the hook again, so it's time to say goodbye.
Well, Bob, it happens when we eat and drink on the air. Yeah. Time flies when you're having fun, baby. But, guys, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having us.
You know what? Two Bones Barbecue. We got Trail Point Brewery. If you've not been able to frequent either one of these, you got to do it. It's great stuff. You've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Get out in your backyard, fire up a grill, and create some grill envy in your neighborhood. See ya.